Very nice. Hello. One one. All right, geez, hurry up. Come on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Call West Virginia wondering when you're going to bring your 4x4 back over here with these ugly women.
West Virginia. You are a West Virginian, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. What do you do there?
I'm a CEO over in Maryland.
Uh-huh. And you love life? You're satisfied? You're content?
So far, I try to get a house. That's what I'm shooting for.
Yeah, have you got a wife?
Yeah, sure thing.
You got kids?
No, not yet.
But you have a wife, and you're content with your lifestyle and West Virginia. Tell me this.
Sure.
Do you ever wax philosophic?
You have to relate to me what that means.
Huh?
You have to tell me what that means.
Wax philosophic. To actually take a moment to pause and reflect and think of the magnitude of that which surrounds you.
Sure.
You do?
Sure.
Tell me the last subject about which you waxed philosophic.
Probably a house.
A house.
House.
And what was the... You waxed philosophic about it. Now, to wax philosophic about a house, you would have to do more than say, I want to buy one. That's not waxing philosophic. Did you think anything more than, I want to buy the house?
No, how to go about getting it and setting it back.
Yeah. No, to wax philosophic about a house, you might want to say, the house will cover us, as does the apartment. But somehow, the house will signify the ever-growing bond of our love... in the way a chintzy apartment cannot. For to live in a house is to actually grow with one's surroundings, and to live in an apartment is actually to be a passerby. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, take care.
Hey, when you go bring it, over?
I'm not going to bring my 4x4. We just been waxing philosophic.
Just do a bit on it.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Unbelievable, man.